अस्तु, स्वागतं. वेल्कम् टु संस्कृतभाषावर्गः दशमवर्गः. सो बिगिन् वित् अवर् प्रार्थना. ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो सुभाषितं, वुड् एनीवन् लैक् टु रीड् टुडे सुभाषितं? हिमांशु महोदय, केन् यू स्टे आन् म्यूट्
प्लीस्? दिस् इस् एम् वि राव्. मतयो यत्र गच्छति तत्र गच्छन्ति वानराः, शास्त्राणि यत्र गच्छन्ति तत्र गच्छन्ति वैनराः.
Good. So, what do you think it means?
So, you should not go where the monkeys go, and you should go where the humans go. Shastras will go there, the humans will go.
Good.
Wherever the religion or the thing goes, that's where the monkeys goes, I think. Matayo. And, okay. And where... and where the shastras the Vedic scriptures go, that's where the actual humans go, human, or otherwise, to put in other terms, probably, you know, wherever the people goes, that is the correct path, and kind of.
Very, very nice. So the meaning is, where the mind goes, the monkey goes, and then where the scriptures go, the people go. So monkeys do whatever comes natural to them. So like our mind, it leaps from one thought to the next, just like that. That's what monkeys do. They just do whatever comes naturally to them. But man or woman should follow the shastra. So that's what this Subhashita means. Does anyone want to read the breakdown? Anyone on the right?
This is M.V. Rao. Matihi, intellect. Yatra, wherever. Tatra, there. Gacchanti, goes. Vanara, monkeys. Shastram, scriptures. Naraha, man.
Okay. Good. So today's Patyakramaha, or today's agenda, is first we'll do the Punasmaranam, and then we'll go over the Grihapatam, which was the Kakasya Katha. So thank you to everyone that sent the story. I actually really liked reading it. Yep. And then we have the Shashti Bhakti Pariksha, a small quiz, and then we're going to learn how to make sentences, vakyam rachayitum, and then we're going to learn the sambodhana rupani, and then if we have time, we'll go over samayaha, or time. So can someone tell me what were the subjects we learned last class in day 9? What did we learn?
Shashti Vibhakti.
Shashti Vibhakti, good. Anything else?
Mastu, Paryaptam, and one more.
Mastu, Paryaptam, and?
I forgot.
Does anyone else remember?
Svikrut.
Avashyakam. Masu Paryaptam and Avashyakam, or and Svikarotu, I guess. Anything else?
Yeah, we did Kakasya Katha too.
Yeah, Kakasya Katha. And then one more. What do we do with the Kriya Pradhani? Yeah, Ajna and Prasana. So, Lakarah, Ajna and Prasana.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. Kalpana Bhagini, can you say a mute? And JC Bhagini, can you say a mute? Dhanyavadaha. Kalpana Bhagini?
Hello?
Can you say a mute?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you stay on mute, please?
How to do it?
There should be a microphone icon on your screen. Are you on the phone or are you calling through the
app? I'm on the phone.
Okay.
If you are on the phone, you know, click on your name, and below your name, you should see mute option.
Oh, I think she muted. Okay.
Yeah.
So who wants to read their Kakasya Katha? I had some really good ones, so if you shared me yours, then you should read, because I liked it.
Yeah, I can go first.
Go ahead.
This is Chitra.
Mm-hmm.
Ekada. This is Sushila. Sorry.
Oh, Chitra Bhagini was reading. Bhagini.
Ekada Maru Asti. Maru Sthita Kakaha Asti. Atha Kadachit Jalarthin Kakaha Uddayanam Karoti. Na कुत्रापि जलं पश्यति अन्ततः एकं घटं पश्यति घटस्य जलं अधः अस्ति निपुणकाकः घटस्य अन्तः पाषाणखण्डं क्षिपति सः पुनः पुनः अनेकपाषाणखण्डं क्षिपति मन्दं मन्दं घटस्य जलं उपरि आगच्छति अथ काकः जलं पिबति संतुष्टति च.
Good, Bhagini. What were the new words that you learned?
Maru means desert. Marusthita means living in the desert.
Okay.
Pashanakhandam is another word for small stones. Mandam means slow. Santushtati means happy, contented. And Nipuna means skillful.
Mm-hmm.
Antata means finally.
Okay.
Yeah, Kutrapi means anywhere. Na Kutrapi means nowhere.
Yes. Good. Anyone else wants to read their katha?
This is Ria.
Asto Ria Bhagini, go ahead.
Ekasmin upatrishtati ekaha vrikshaha asti tatra kakaha vasati kakaha pipasitaha asit saha jalam patum itastataha अभ्रमत् परं कुत्रापि जलं न प्राप्नोत् अन्ते सः एकः गृहम् अपश्यत् गृहे सः एकं घटम् अपश्यत् घटे अल्पं जलम् अस्ति ततः सः जलं पातुम् असमर्थः.
Sorry to interrupt, but where are you reading from? This is Milan.
This is their Grihapatam. So I gave them the Grihapatam was to make stories out of this picture, the Kakasya Katha. They have to make their own story.
Okay, we had to make the story ourselves, is it?
Yeah, they have to use their own sentences to make the story.
Okay, okay. sorry, yep. sorry to interrupt.
Yep.
Thank
no
you.
No problem.
अतः सः जलं पातुम् असमर्थः अभवत् सः एकम् उपायम् अचिन्त्यत् सः पाषाणस्य खण्डानि घटे अक्षिपत् एवं क्रमेण घटस्य जलम् उपरि आगच्छत् काकः जलं पीत्वा सन्तुष्ट अभवत्
सो दिस् एस् यु हव् रिटन् वि रोट् इट् इन् पास्ट् टेन्स् वि जस्ट् चेक् द मेल् एण्ड् नो देर् वास् नो टैम् टु रैट् इन् प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स् बट् विल् वर्क् आन् इट्
ओके ओके दट्स् फैन् can you just point out the words that you used in past tense and then just tell me the present tense of it right now
vasati is okay. Lived is it lived
vasati to live okay
to live okay pashyati
So you had Abhramat, right? So what would Abhramat become?
Abhramat.
Bhramati.
Bhramati. What does Bhramati mean?
Okay.
Goes around.
Yes, to wander. And then Abhavat, you had Abhavat. Abhavat becomes?
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Bhavati okay. means to become. And then Chintyat?
Thought.
No, present tense would be Chintayati.
Agachat.
Gachati.
Gachati.
And then?
Apashyat.
Yep.
Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Pashyati. And then you had Akshipat.
Kshipati.
Kshipati.
Okay, got it. Yep. Okay.
Yep, that's it. So, I really like that you use in past tense, but for everything to be easy and clear now, just keep everything in the present tense. Astu wa.
So what is Kshipati?
Kshipati means to throw.
Okay.
Yep, Gachati means to go, Pashyati means to see, Chintayati means to think, and then Bhavati means to become, and in Bhramati is to wander. To wander here and there. To go. So, does anyone else want to read, or we can move on to the Pariksha?
Again, if you have time, I can read.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mahalaya.
Thanks for the patience. You had to read through the my homework.
No problem.
I'll start. Bahu kalam purvam kalat purvam ekam grishma kala divasah asti ekah kakah vrikshasya shakayah upari uttishtate kakah ativa dure uddayanam karoti
उड्डयनं करोति
उपविशतुं वृक्षः नास्ति सः तृषितः भवति काकः आवाग्मुखं पश्यति जलं दृष्टं न शक्नोति तत्र एकं गृहम् अस्ति तत्र जलं नौ द क्रो इस् थिङ्किङ्ग् तत्र जलम् अस्ति वा गृहस्य समीपम् उपेति अत्र एकं घटम् अस्ति तस्य अन्तः स्वल्पं जलमस्ति काकः उपायं करोति प्रस्तरखण्डम् एकत्र सन्ति प्रस्तरखण्डं घटस्य अन्तः अवहरति एवमेव दौतत् करोति जलं
करोति
जलं घटस्य उपरि आगच्छति काकः जलं पिबति काकस्य दृषितं गच्छति सः कुशलः भवति
गुड् सम्यक् अस्तु एम् वि राव् महोदय केन् यु स्टे आन् म्यूट्
Yeah, but I feel embarrassed because these persons have done so much. I couldn't do so.
That's okay. Mahoday, that's okay. That's totally fine. At least you're coming to class.
So, yeah, I want to know how they got so many new words. Any idea? I also want to get new words, but how
can you guys say? Chatraha, vadatu.
I used spoken Sanskrit.org.
Yeah, spoken Sanskrit.
In our case, Riya has Sanskrit in 6th class, in which this story is there, but not in the form of the pictures that they have shown here, the 9 pictures. So we modified that using the Sanskrit dictionary, online dictionary that you have sent, Kavya Bhagini.
The spoken Sanskrit.org, right?
So yep. That's how we have modified.
Yeah, so you can just use that. Yeah. Astu, okay. We'll move on.
I can read, but as I told you, it is very simple.
What do you mean? Oh, they wrote in very simple vocabulary.
For yeah, me also it's the same story, very simple, just one sentence per picture perhaps.
For you wrote in one sentence per picture,
more or less.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I sent the link to everyone through the chat. So did everyone receive the link? Please let me know if there are any issues. So there's 3 parts to the quiz.
It's not getting we cannot copy paste it. We cannot select it.
Meeting is paused.
It should be in the chat section. It should be in a link form.
Yeah, it's in the link form. At least I can see it in the link form. But when I click on it, it does not allow me to
open it
or okay. Like when take that hand. Can you send an email to everybody?
Yes,
if possible.
I can open it.
Click and copy the message. It does not appear to be a hot link.
Yeah, let's try copying it. Just a minute, yeah.
Kavya Bhagini, is it possible to send it in an email? You know, I'm on mobile, so... Yeah, if possible, please.
Oh, now it works. I don't know
okay,
what
let
it
me
is.
Try. Yeah, one second.
If you're on the phone, it's fine. You'll still be on the call.
Yeah, I'll be on the call, but I'm unable to open it.
Getting selected.
Oh no.
It's still not a hot link.
Okay.
Why I'm getting meeting pause message? Am I supposed to press any button?
Okay. Does everyone have access to my my Google Sites page?
Yes.
Okay, is it okay if I put the link on there? Do you think you can open it there?
Access to what?
Google Sites. Yeah, that works. That should work.
Okay, I'll put it on my Google Sites.
Now it is working.
Okay, if it's working, you can get started on it. If not, I'll upload it to my Google Sites page. So my Google Sites page, it has like all the homework and all the Google Slides and everything.
How do I get your Google page?
It should be, I send out an email every week, and it has my, I has all my recordings and my homework.
Okay.
Yeah, that email.
Okay. You okay. Want us now to open the link which you have sent?
Yeah, it's on the Google Sites page, and then under day 9, it should have a small link that says test. Okay, I'll show it, right.
Are we supposed to do the test now?
Yep. Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yep. Do you see it says test in the bottom?
Yeah, I see test in the bottom. Yeah, thank you. I'll say that.
Yep. Does anyone not know how to find this page?
No, I have opened the link which you sent. I can see the Shashti Vibhakti spoken Shashti.
You got access to the test?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. Samyak. Does anyone else have any issues?
I have not attended your classes regularly, so
okay.
I am having difficulty. What am I supposed to be doing?
Okay, Bhagini, do you know, every week I send out a homework and recording email, right?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So in that email, you know, do you know the page where I have my recordings link? Okay, let me show it. Hold on a second. Does anyone else have difficulty?
I have, ma'am.
Okay, so for those of you who
I have, ma'am.
Okay.
This is Kalpana. I have problems. Actually,
okay.
This is my first meeting.
Okay. Do you know, have you practiced Shashti Bhakti? Do you know, have you
not attended? Not yet, ma'am.
Okay.
I have That's attended okay. Kans once.
Okay. That's okay. So you can just wait for a few minutes. I'll just look this up. So, okay, Milan Bhagini?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you see my screen? So, you've gotten my email that looks like this, right?
Okay, yeah.
So,
yes.
Just click on
this link,
Google Sites link.
Okay.
Right under my recordings, and then it will open up to.
It is opened up to CAC.
To this. It'll open up to this.
Okay.
And then in this, in the bottom, it'll say test. Emirao Modya, can you stay on mute, please?
Yeah. I'm able to see your page which you are showing it. And I'm also having the link which I opened, Spoken Sanskrit Shashti Vibhakti.
Okay.
Can you stay on mute, Mahodaya? Can you stay on mute?
Yeah, I will do it.
Okay, good. So, Milan Bhagini, did you open the test?
I can't open what I can see on this. I'm pressing, but it's not opening. That means, do I have to go to my mail and open then? I'm on the mobile.
Yeah, you have to go to the mail.
Okay. Okay, I'll
click
do that.
On the link and then go to this link.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Should I open your or whatever link I have opened? Is it okay, Shashti Bhakti?
Yep. What was that, Mahodaya?
I said I have opened the link which you have sent through chat, and it has opened spoken Sanskrit Shashti Vibhakti Shabdakosha. Is that good enough, or should I open your page and go to that?
No, 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 that's good enough. You just have to finish the quiz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kavya Bhagini, I have a quick question.
Yes.
In page number 3, you first question. It asks us to make a sentence using pullingam or napumsakalingam. So you just want one sentence with pullinga and one sentence with napumsakalinga, or just one sentence with either of them?
One sentence with either of them. You can choose one.
Okay.
Yep. So so those of you that are listening, there are 3 parts to the quiz. So the first one is that you have to change the padam to Shashti Vibhakti, or a Shashti Vibhakti Padam to Prathama Vibhakti. And then the second part is that there's 3 shlokas and you just have to find the Shashti Vibhakti. And then the third part is that you have to make a sentence using Shashti Vibhakti. Is anyone else confused?
So I just completed the test. In one of the questions, what answer I have written and the correct answer match, but it still gave me a wrong answer. It said it is wrong. I don't know why.
Which section? Is this the second section?
Yeah.
The shlokam?
The shloka.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll just look at your answer individually. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
In the second page, when you say find out the Shashti Vibhakti, can we write in English?
Yes, you can write in English or in Sanskrit.
Okay.
Yep.
If there is more than one Shashti Vibhakti, should we put after comma all the Shashti Vibhaktis in the second page?
Just one is enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, there are a few doubts over here. Can I ask?
Yes, sure. Sure, Bhagini.
Panchalika has been written with a na instead of chachajaja nya. First of all, starting point itself, there is a mistake. And therefore, no answer can be correct. But then out of the choices given, we have chosen the right possibility, but it is still telling me wrong. Then, Suchi. Now, Suchi, they have given answer, correct answer is Suchyaha, which is Bahuvachana Rupam of Suchi, whereas suchyaha is the shashti vibhakti. So the correction okay. itself is wrong over there.
Okay.
Then in the second shloka, all my answers are right according to whatever is given there by way of answer, but I have put comma, comma everywhere, and therefore it has given me everything wrong.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll look at your individual answers. Okay, I'll look at the what is going on with the
Then in the last shloka, there is, what is it, Nayaka Mama Sainyasya Sangnyartham Tan Bravimi Te. Now Mama is also Shashti Vibhakti, Sainyasya is also Shashti Vibhakti, but it's given me wrong.
Oh, yeah, for a shloka, I think it's looking for like super...
yeah, it's super exact.
Yeah, so that's fine. Don't worry about that.
So I know where I stand. And sorry, I couldn't write the sentences in Sanskrit because I don't know how to write the Devanagari script from my keyboard, which is in English. So my sentences, you want, I can say orally, but written is not coming through.
Ma'am, the same thing has been given in English down below. What we are doing is we are writing the English word as mentioned there.
No, but when you're doing the sentences, make your own sentences, mm-hmm. there you have to write, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Ha.
Orally, I can tell you whenever you want.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about that section.
Okay.
Bhagini, sorry to question you again. Third page, we have to write for both or only one? Kavya Bhagini?
Yes. For third page?
Yeah. We have to write...
Just one sentence. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make a sentence. Oh, is anyone still doing the quiz?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Are you almost done? Bagini?
Just
can you see your submitted form?
Yeah, you should be you should get the edit response button.
No. Yeah, we saw that. We saw the score. Score we saw. But not.
Okay.
Now we have submitted.
Now you should be able to see. Astu. Okay. Bhagini, is it okay? Was it Shanti Bhagini?
Yes,
was still
Shanti.
Okay, is it okay? Are you on the last section?
Yes, I am on the last section.
Okay, is it okay? I'm just going to start going over the quiz now.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. My quiz. Okay. So, what is a Shashti Bhakti of Petika?
Petikayaha.
And then Vyajanam.
Vyajanasya.
And then Prakoshtaha.
Prakoshtasya.
Prakoshtasya. And then Panchalika.
Panchalikayaha.
And then Suchi.
Suchyaha.
And then Shatikayaha.
Shatika.
And then Vyagrasya.
Vyagraha.
Good. So, can someone read the first shlokam?
Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Rama Chandraya Vidhi Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Padaya Namaha.
Padaya Namaha.
So what are the Shastriya Bhakti forms that she goes found?
Sitaya. Ramaya.
Nope.
Ramaya is not an answer.
Ramaya is not correct?
No, Ramaya is not correct.
For
Rama, it is Ramasya, right?
Ramasya, yes.
I think Ramaya is Kasurpi, I think, right?
Yep. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Can someone read the next one?
Kimtu yatra svaya karyo maithilya parimargane rakshasasya cha raudrasya ravanasya duratmanaha Valmiki Ramayanam.
Okay, so what are the Shashti Bhakti in this?
Maithilya.
Maithilya.
Rakshasasya, Raudrasya, Ravanasya.
Rakshasasya, Raudrasya, Ravanasya. Good. And then the last shlokam.
Atmakam tu vitishta ye tatri
bodha
dvijotama nayakam amasainyasya sanyatha tam bravimite Bhagavad Gita.
Good. So what are the Shashti Bhakti in this?
Sainyasya.
Asmakam also. Mama.
Okay, asmakam, I guess. And then anything else?
Mama.
Like mama namakim, mama. Okay. Would anyone like to share their Shashti Bhakti sentences for Pullingam or Napumsakalingam? Vrikshasya Shaka.
Rohitasya Pustakam.
mama putrasya yutakam kutra asti
mama putrasya yutakam kutra asti
एषः बालकस्य पुस्तकम्
एषः बालकस्य पुस्तकम् ओके हौ अबौट् फोर् स्त्रीलिङ्गम्
प्रियस्य लेखनी
नद्यस्य जलं
प्रिय प्रिया वुड् बि स्त्रीलिङ्गं रैट्
रियाः रिया
ओके सम्यक् सो हौ इस् द परीक्षा ऐ नो देर् वास् अ लाट् आफ् टेक्निकल् डिफिकल्टीस् एण्ड् अ फ्यू मिस्टेक्स् आन् मै पार्ट् बट्
अवे भगिनी अ क्विक् क्वेश्चन् केन् यू गिव् एन् एक्साम्पल् फार् नपुंसकलिङ्ग बिकास् ऐ ट्रैड् ऐ कुड् नाट् फैण्ड् सूटबल् सेण्टेन्स्
पुस्तकस्य वर्णं
Can I tell another one?
Yes, go ahead.
Vanasya mrugaha.
Yeah, vanasya mrugaha.
The Ajva forest. Vyajanasya, vyajanasya what?
Ruchihi.
Vayuhu.
Oh, vyajanasya vayuhu. Okay, that's true. Yep.
Kavya Bhagini, I'm not able to see the screen, I think.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing in the screen. I didn't share
anything. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the test was okay, or did you not like it, if I do it again?
Can we try it again on our own at home? Is
okay.
that possible?
Sure, I can, yeah, I can send a link and try it at home. I'll go through it. This is my first time doing this quiz, so...
Very interesting.
So, oh, you liked it? Okay, good. That makes me happy.
No, something like this is
everyone of us liked it. So,
challenging.
Yeah, every one of us liked it, in fact.
Okay, because I know there were some mistakes on my side, but okay, I'll fix that. And I'll send it, and it'll still stay on
the... No, mistakes can be corrected. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's still on the my Google Sites page, so you can go through it whenever you want.
Yeah, test was good. Thank you, Kavya Bhagini.
No problem. Okay. So, next is the parts of a sentence. So, for most part, your Kakasya Katha was very good, but sometimes people forgot their verbs, the sentence, or some people just left the noun and the adjective. So, today we're going to briefly go over what is a sentence. So, first sentence we have is putraha asti. So, putraha means son, asti means is present. So, putraha kim karoti, putraha kridati, putraha kridati, the son plays. Here, kridati is the kriyapadam. Kriyapadam means verb, and then the kartrupadam is putraha. Kartrupadam means subject. So, for a sentence to be a sentence, you have to have the kartrupadam and the kriyapadam. So, this putraha is in prathama vibhaktihi. So during your test, you converted Shashti Vibhakti to Prathama Vibhakti and Prathama Vibhakti to Shashti Vibhakti, right? So Putraha is in Prathama Vibhaktihi. And then before that, to make a longer sentence, you have Ramasya Putraha Kridati. So Rama's son plays. But Ramaha wouldn't be part of the Kartrupadam because the focus of the sentence is on Putraha, right? So, Ramasya would not be the Kartrupadam. It's like, I guess, you can't directly say, oh, this is the subject and this is the verb, in just like in English, because this is a different language. So, Ramasya, I guess you could say it would be a noun or a helping noun or something like that. So Ramasya putraha kridati. So that's why Ramaha wouldn't be the subject, because the focus is on putraha. So, so on the bottom it says Kartrupadam plus Kriyapadam equals a vakyam. A vakyam means sentence. So next we have Eshaha putraha. Eshaha putraha. And then, so what do you think is the Kriyapadam here? Kriyapadam would be asti. Eshaha putraha would be, some of you asked before, would Eshaha putraha, would it actually be a sentence? Because, but when we were practicing, we just applied the asti in our minds. So Eshaha putraha asti. So if you just said Eshaha putraha, that would be a fragment. It wouldn't be a full sentence. So you'd be like, Eshaha putraha, and then there'll be a long pause because you're like, what did he do? So Eshaha putraha asti would be the full proper sentence. Asuva. And here, putraha is the kartrupadam. So, and then the kriyapadam would be asti. Very simple. Asuva. So that makes a sentence. And then putraha is the pratama vibhaktihi. Again, kartrupadam plus kriyapadam equals a vakyam. Does anyone have any questions?
So should kartrupada always be in pratama vibhakti? Should the kartrupada always be in pratama vibhakti? That's the question.
I'm not sure. Usually it is, but sometimes it could be in Ditya Vibhakti. I can't think of an example, but mostly it's in Pratama Vibhakti. Everything before that would be in, like, just a helping noun or something.
So the helping noun can be in any Vibhakti, but usually the Kartru Pada or the subject is in the Pratama Vibhakti, right? Could be any Vachana or Bahuvachana or Ekavachana, but Pratama Vibhakti.
Yep.
Yeah, Prathama Vibhakti is also Karta Vibhakti, right?
Kartra Vibhakti?
That's what Kartra is the, Kartra is the doer, right?
Yeah, Kartra
Doer. Yeah, we had this, yeah, Kartra, Prathama Vibhakti is the Karta Vibhakti.
Yeah.
That
is it called
Kartra
Vibhakti or?
I think it is called, it is.
I never heard Kartra Vibhakti, but we'll just stick to Prathama Vibhakti here and Kartra Pada.
As in, that's what I learned in the school, but
you're right, Prathama Vibhakti, the subject is the doer, Kartra Pada.
Yes, it is. Anyone remembers all that, Karta Ne Karm Ko Karan Se, like there was this whole thing.
Astu.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyways, we can continue. Thanks.
So here, Gachami is the Kriyapadam, right? And then to ask what is the Kriyapadam, you say Kriyapadam Kim, and you say Aham Gachami, right? Because Gachami is Uttama Purushaha, so you say Aham Gachami. And then aham would be the kartapadam, and it's also in prathama vibhaktihi. So again, this one is also in prathama vibhaktihi. So kartapadam plus kriyapadam equals a vakya. So vakyasya rachana. When you're making a sentence, first you have to have kaha karoti. So kaha karoti is the kartapadam, who is doing it. Right? And then next you have Kim Karoti. Kim Karoti is what is the subject doing? What action is the subject doing? Right? And then Vakyasya Grahanam. Grahanam means comprehension. To understand what it means, first you need the Kriya Ka. What is the action? Kriya means action, right? Kriya is Strilingam, so ka, what is the action? And then kaha karoti, who is doing the Kriya? So kaha karoti, astuva. Okay, so let's make some sentences.
So just one question in the previous slide.
Mm-hmm.
So kaha karoti and kriya ka, so that is how you identify the kartrupada and the kriyapada, right? So you ask these two questions to identify each of them, right?
Yeah, you can ask this, or you can ask kaha karoti and then kim karoti.
Okay, for pullinga or napumsaklinga. Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
Well,
Or if it is a strilinga subject, then...
Kim karoti, it's just for generally, you can just say kim karoti. Bhavan kim karoti, what are you doing?
Okay.
Or bhavati kim karoti is what are you doing, even for females. So. Yeah. So these are just different ways to comprehend the sentence that you have. Okay, so does anyone want to make sentences? Actually, okay, you know what? We'll make sentences using this. So you have to make the sentence, and then you have to tell me the Kartrupadam and then the Kriyapadam. Who wants to go first? You can use any of these Shabdakoshah.
Vihagaha Udayanam.
Vihagaha Udayanam. Uddayanam is actually not a Kriyapadam. I don't know why it's there. But Uddayanam would be like an adjective type of thing. I forgot the exact word, but it would be Vihagaha Uddayanam Karoti.
There's Dayanam also.
Uddayanam means flying, right? Flying is an action.
What is the difference between Dayanam and Uddayanam?
They're both the same thing, but Uddayanam is like to fly up. So, Vihagaha, Dayanam Karoti. You would say Karoti because Dayanam, it's not actually a verb.
Can we not say Dayanati?
I don't think that. Is that a verb? I'm not sure, but what I'm most familiar with is Uddayanam Karoti or Dayanam Karoti.
Actually, it is Dayate.
Or Dayate.
Kriyapadam is Dayate.
Dayate, but Dayate is Atmapadi, so.
Atmapadi. Yeah.
So we
it's
only.
It's very difficult. It goes above my head.
Yeah. So we can stick with Vihagaha Uddayanam Karoti.
Easier.
Okay, any other next sentence?
Dola dolayati.
Dola dolayati. Ends in T, right? So, and what's the Kartrupadam?
Dolayati.
Dolayati.
Kartrupadam.
Kartrupadam
is Dola.
Malika.
Dola.
Dola.
And the Kriyapadam?
Dolayati.
Dolayati.
Kriyapadam?
Dolayati.
Okay, Balika next one.
Payohimam Krinati.
Balika Payohimam Krinati. Okay, what is the Kartrupadam?
Balika.
Are you sure?
It's not Payohimam.
It's Payohimam.
Okay.
Because let's go back. Okay, let's go back. So we have like Eshaha Putraha Asti, right? Or like Ramasya Putraha, right? So it would be Vayohim.
No, Payohimam would be the second
no,
case.
No, I think it is
Balikaha.
The question that you asked is Kaha Karoti
would be answered.
Oh, wait. Payohimam, okay.
Payohimam would be the Kartavya.
Just the object, right? It is not the subject.
Okay, yeah. Payohimam is subject. It's the object. Sorry.
Would be the second.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Payohimam is the object. It's objective. Because it would actually be in Dvitiya Vibhakti. You're right. So Balika, Payohimam, Krinati. Because you can say Balika, Krinati, right? So Balika, Payohimam, Krinati. Okay, thank you for correcting me. So Balika, Payohimam, Krinati. Okay, good. Dhanyavadaha. Thanks for that. Okay, next one.
So sorry, what's the difference between Dolati and Avosarpayati?
They're synonyms. Synonyms.
Just synonyms. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next sentence.
Can we say Payohimam Apasarpayati? In which case Payohimam becomes the karta?
Yeah, you can say that. Payohimam Avasarpayati.
Means swinging, right?
I mean,
you mean ice cream is swinging?
Swinging? Oh, astu. But Payohimam would be the Kartrupadam and then Avasarpayati would be the Kriyapadam. What else?
Aham Avasarpini.
Aham?
Avasarpini Upatam Sayati.
Aham Avasarpayami.
No. I want to say, I am pushing the slide. Slide means swinging actually. I am not...
Aham upatam sayami.
Okay.
Aham
is karpadam. Upatam sayami is kriyapadam.
Okay, good. Next sentence. Okay, can someone say Lord Lakaraha command? Agnya or Prathana? A sentence?
Dvam Upatam Saya.
M.V. Rao Mahodaya, can you fix that sentence?
Yeah.
Wait, no, not Tvam. We're not doing Tvam. We're only doing Bhavan.
Bho Upatam Saya.
Boho
Upatam Saya.
Upatam Saya Tu.
Okay. Bho Upatam Saya Tu.
Upatam Saya Tu. So, sir or gentleman or Mahodaya, Upatam Saya Tu. Next.
Bhavataha patangaha uddayanatu. Can you say that? Bhavataha patangaha.
Okay.
Bhavataha patangam uddayanatu.
Bhavataha patangam uddayanatu. Okay, good. Good.
Payohimam krinatu.
Payohimam krinatu. What is the kartrupada?
Payohimam.
And then the kriyapadam?
Krinatu.
Krinatu. Samyak.
Bhavati mam bhojaya. You feed me. Bhavati is kartrupadam, bhojaya is kriyapadam.
Bhojaya is not... Is that a verb? I don't think that's a verb.
Bhojayati is feeding. I said, please feed me. Bhavati mam bhojaya. Maybe wrong.
I don't think that's a verb.
Bhavatu bhikshan dehi, similar to that. Bhavatu...
No, I wanted to use bhojaya.
To feed me, let's see, how would you say that?
I think that would translate to you eat me.
Yeah, that would translate to you eat me. That's why I'm thinking. I don't think that's a verb. Speed is something else. Speed is some other way, Bhakti. I don't know what that is. That sentence is invalid, Mahodaya. I'm cancelling that sentence.
Okay.
Please think of some simple sentences for level 1 Vajaha. I'm getting so confused.
This is Chitra. Can I go?
Yes.
Shunakaha upavishatu.
Shunakaha upavishatu. Okay, samyak. And I look at the Chitra Varnam too. Please look at the Chitra Varnam. There's no one feeding me or something in there. So, okay, that's good.
This is Shanti.
Balika Dolayati.
Balika Dolayati. How would you say that? Lot Lakaraha. How would you say the command? You said Bhavati Dolayati, right?
Bhavati Dolaya.
No. Bhavati
Dolaya.
Dolaya tu.
Okay.
Dolaya tu. Okay.
Is it not Vikram
Dolaya? Can you Janakaha? Huh? Father is Janakaha.
Yeah, so Janakaha Lata Bhojayati is rock, is it?
Wrong.
Okay, you can say I don't know what the word for feed is, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. This is eat, right? Bhojayati?
I don't think that's a verb. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, this is not a verb at all. Okay. Got it.
Bhorama.
You can say khadati to eat, okay? So we're going to stick with eat. Khadati. Yeah. Khadati. No feed. I don't know what feed is. So
can I not just say bhojanam dadati?
Or, yeah, bhojanam dadati. Very good, Bhagini. Bhojanam dadati.
Bho Rama Upatamsa Ma Upatamsa Ya. Don't push.
Rama
Bho Rama Ma Upatamsa Ya. Upatamsa Yatu.
Upatamsa Yatu. Okay. Rama, you can just say Rama Na Upatamsa Yatu.
Okay.
Rama Na Upatamsa Yatu. Next one.
Oh. Vikrai.
Yeah, good. You should tell us.
Vikrai kaha vikrayanti. Can you say?
Yeah, vikrai kaha vikrayati.
Or vikrayati. The seller is selling. Selling.
Vikrai
kaha payohimam vikrayati.
Vikrayatu, right?
If it's in command, it will be vikrayatu. Vikrayikaha payohimam vikrayatu.
Can we say, bho balika payohimam na khadatu?
Boho, what is it?
Boho balika.
Balika.
Payohimam. Payohimam.
Na khadatu. So what does that mean?
Girl, girl, don't eat the ice cream.
Good.
Don't eat the ice cream.
Good. Samyak. Can someone use gardener or skating? Oh, I see Bhojayati on the right. I didn't even see that. Oh, sorry, Mahodaya. You were right. Bhojayati is a word. Feeding. But khadati would be much better. Khadati to eat would be much better.
Bhojanam dadatu.
First person to eat, right?
But feeding is to give food to someone else, right?
Yeah, or you can say bhojanam dadatu, to give food. If you want to say feeding, it's fine.
Udyana palakaha udyanam palayati.
Udyana palakaha
udyanam palayati.
Should it not be Udyane?
No, Ramam, right? Dvitiya Vibhakti. He takes care of.
What is Palayati?
To take care.
Oh, then Udyanam. The Udyanam Palayati. If you say Udyane, that means in the garden.
No, Udyanam.
Okay. Oh, so Udyana Palakaha.
Watering is Samvarshati.
संवर्षति सो उद्यानपालकः
उद्यानम्
उद्यानं संवर्षति ओर् वटेवर् उद्यानं स्पार्क् रैट् ओके वन् मोर् सेण्टेन्स् लास्ट् सेण्टेन्सस् हौ अबौट् फ्लैट् ओर् स्केटिङ्ग्
We haven't used Vayu Golaha as well. Vayu Golaha
and Vayu Golaha
Uddayanam Karoti.
Vayu Golaha Uddayanam Karoti. Okay. And then slide. So
if there are multiple balloons, then you say Vayu Golaha
yes.
Uddayanam
Kurvanti.
Kurvanti, Kurvanti, right?
Yep.
Can you say? वायुगोलाः उद्याने उड्डयनं करोति कुर्वन्ति
ओके ओके लेट्स् स्टिक् वित् एकवचनं
वायुगोलाः वर्ण रक्त
वर्णः
वर्णः रक्त नील च
ओके Cha, and then what do you finish it with? Asti.
I end it with, I say that the color of the balloon is red and blue.
Okay, so, good. But you have to finish Santi, with Asti. Santi. You have to finish Santi. With the Kriyapadam.
Asti cha. Asti. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. It should be Santi, because it's plural.
It would be Staha, but for... To keep it simple, we'll stick with Asti.
Okay.
Okay, so move on. Good sentences. So, and then after this, we did a little bit of Sambodhanam when we were making the sentences. So we had like, Boho. We had Boho, and we say, Hey Boho, right? So Ramaha would be Hey Rama. Sambodhana means to address. So when you're calling out to someone, you wouldn't say Hey Ramaha, you would say Hey Rama because it's easier to say Hey Rama. And then Krishnaha would become Hey
Krishna.
Krishna. Hey Krishna. You just take away the Visargaha. So Ramaha would be Hey Rama, Krishnaha would be Hey Krishna.
What's the U behind Ram and Krishna? Down below, Hey Krishna and then Hey Krishna U. Is that U?
Oh, that's supposed to be, I don't know what that is.
Three.
Oh, three. Why three?
Three, that is
Oh, the bottom, there's a three R's, right?
Krishna.
Means okay. Krishna, yeah. That way.
Okay. Cool, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And then Phalam would be Hey Phala. Then it has that three thing also.
Mm.
And then Mitram would be Hey Mitra. Asuva. So here's an example of Sambodhana. So can someone read this? Shloka.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Sorry, this is my favorite, so I had to jump in.
Yeah, I knew that. So it will be, obviously, by looking at it, you know that it would be easier to just say Hare Rama instead of Hare Ramaha, Hare Ramaha. Ramaha, Ramaha, Hare, Hare. That would be a little bit a mouthful, right? So Sambodhana is one of the easiest ones. It comes outside of the Vibhakti table. And then Sita would be Hey Sita. You just take away the A and you just change it to A. So Hey Sita. Hey Radhe. And then Gauri would be Hey Gauri. Okay? So Gauri would just become Gauri. Astu va.
Astu.
And Devi will become just Devi. Hey Devi. Amba will become Hey Amba. Amba. Hey Amba. Astu va.
Do they say Ambe? Or is that wrong?
I mean, maybe colloquially we have heard only Ambe. We've never heard Amba.
And normally it is a long oval. It should be He Amba, He Ambe. It cannot be He Amba.
It says Amba.
It's difficult to address somebody, Hey Amba. You cannot cut short and say, Hey Rama. Hey Rama. I'm just thinking aloud. I'm not saying that I'm correct.
Yeah. Sita and become Sita, then Amba should become Ambe, right? Logically.
Yes. So, yes, some people use, I've seen use Ambe, but Amba also is correct.
Okay.
Because it's not a name itself. It's just a title given.
Okay.
What does it three indicate? Amba threes, Rama threes?
Because there's three R's in the bottom, right?
Okay, in that case, so it should be Hey Amba, not Hey Amba.
Only if Amba is far away, then we say Hey Amba.
No, I mean,
otherwise, Hey Amba. Like, Hey Sita, like that.
Maybe, Kavya, you can correct me if I'm wrong. While you write it, I think it's Hey Amba, but when you actually say that out loud, it will be Hey Amba, I think, right?
It will be Hey Amba.
No, then why are there three A's?
Oh, that's when you're saying it out loud. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
You have to elongate it, and while writing, it is just Hey Amba.
Yep, yep. When you're saying it out loud, when you're yelling it out loud, then you would just say Hey Amba, right?
It says there optionally only at the end of a sentence when calling from far away.
Yeah. Because when you're calling out your mother, you just don't say Hey Amba, Hey Amba. Because they won't be able to hear you, right? So you say, Hey, Amba, and then they'll hear you.
Makes sense.
So, okay.
And the Amba here is the Dhatu, is it? The left side?
Yes. That's right.
That's the root word. Amba is the root word.
Yep. So, let's do one Eka Katha. Okay, everyone can see the screen, right? Can everyone see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Chitravarnam, so this family is having Bhojanam, and this is the conversation that they have. And we're going to be using Avashyakam, Mastu, and Paryaptam. And then you'll see them using, over here, you see them using Amba, like that. So, I need some volunteers. Anyone volunteer to be Putraha, and then Amba, and then Matamahi, and then Putri, and then Pitamaha. So, like five.
I can be Putra.
Okay, you can MV Rao Mahadeya Putraha, and then
yeah.
Amba.
I can be Amba.
Or I can be Putri.
And you can be Putri. And then Matamahi.
I can be Matamahi.
And then we need a Pitamaha. Yeah, one line.
Many okay, of the voices are breaking.
Yes,
the voices are breaking?
But voices are breaking just like a mobile. I don't know. Can't make out what you're saying then. You and two, three others.
Okay, if you're not talking, then please stay on mute. It's not breaking for me, but
I'm on mute permanently.
Okay, but if you're not talking to other people, if you're not talking, then stay on mute. Astru, Putraha, M. Rao Mahadeya, can you read the title and then can you read the first line?
Avashyakam Mastu Paryaptam Amba Mahati Bhuksha Asti Sigram Bhojanam Parivesayatu.
अम्बा राघव भोजनार्थं सर्वान् आह्वयतु
ओके
आह्वयतु
ओके गुड सो पुत्रः सेस् अम्बा महती बुभुक्षा अस्ति सो हि इस् वेरी हंग्री शीघ्रं भोजनं परिवेशयतु सो क्विक्ली गिव् फुड् परिवेशयतु मीन्स् टु सर्व् and then Amba says Raghava bhojanartham sarvan ahvayatu so for bhojanam for lunch or
invite dinner, everybody
or call everyone for lunch
please call everyone putrah
astu sarve shighram agacchantu
good and then Amba
adya annam saram sarah vyanjanam क्वथितं मधुरं पायसं च अस्ति
पुत्री
अद्य कः विशेषः
ओके सो पुत्रः अस्तु सर्वे शीघ्रम् आगच्छन्तु अस्तु मीन्स् ओके एन् देन् सर्वे शीघ्रम् आगच्छन्तु क्विक्लि कम् एव्री वन् प्लीस् क्विक्लि कम् आगच्छन्तु
into
yes agachatu is for one person agachantu is for more than one person okay and amba adya annam sarah vyanjanam kvatitam maduram payasam cha asti so notice how they put cha after listing so adya means today annam is rice sarah is
rasam
rasam
rasam or soup and then vyanjanam is
curry
and then kvatitam
pickle
like sambar
it's all yeah it's also sambar or soup or whatever you would say and then maduram is
sweet dessert
or dessert
oh, and payasam
or payasam अनच एण्ड् अस्ति अस्तु वा अद्य कः विशेषः
वाट् इस् स्पेशल् टुडे
वाट् इस् स्पेशल् टुडे
इन् द सेण्टेन्स् अस्तु सर्वे शीघ्रम् आगच्छन्तु इस् इट् सर्वे और् इट् शुड् बि सर्वं सर्वं शीघ्रम् आगच्छन्तु और्
सर्वे
वै इस् इट् सर्वे वै नाट् सर्वं
sarvam is napunsaklingam
sarvam
sarvam is a whole not representing people sarve representing people
no I mean grammatically I'm asking if it is like some vibhakti what vibhakti sarve is
sarvam
yeah sarvam
sarvam agachantu wouldn't make sense I can't point out why
sarvam is everything right
yeah sarvam is every it's like everything agachantu
oh sarvam means everything
yeah and sarve means more like everyone and addressing so
it is like sarve janaah agachantu like that
yep
okay
oh well
e jana sukhino bhavantu
yeah yeah see example right there
okay
yeah good question okay amba putra hai amba Again. Who is Amba?
Amba. I am Amba.
Oh, so go ahead.
Adya Pitamahasya Janma Dinam Boho Athaha Payasam Krutavati.
Krutavati. So, and then Putraha?
Amba Adya Vyanjane Lavana Lavanameva Nasti. Lavanam avashyakam. There is no Amba. Salt today in the food. It is required.
Okay, and then Amba?
Aho, Mismritavati, Svikarotu Lavanam.
Okay, so Amba says, Adya Pita Mahasya Janma Dinam Boho Ataha Payasam Kritavati. So Adya means today and Pita Mahasya means grandfather.
Grandfather.
So, Pita Mahasya means grandfather.
Of the grandfather.
birthday boho it's just addressing sir or whatever and atahai means that is why or because of that payasam kritavati or you can say karoti kritavati is past tense but you can say karoti atah payasam karoti that's why I made payasam na putra says amba adya vyanjane lavanam eva nasti so today in the curry there's no salt lavanam is salt right so lavanam eva nasti just eva means only so the salt only is not there lavanam avashyakam salt is needed and the number says aho vismritati or aham vismarati aho is just a expression which is like oho aho vismarati
svikarotavati
vismritati is past tense vismarati is present tense okay. and then svikarotu lavanam svikarotu means
take
accept or take the salt so and then matamahi
okay I'm matamahi okay radhe tarah katuhu asti ghrutam avashyakam
avashyakam good
oh avashyakam
so he says she says hey radhe sarah katuhu asti what do you think katuhu means?
Very spicy
spicy
yes so sarah is soup or rasam is katuhu asti ghrutam is
ghee
avashyakam
required
this family yeah. oh, thankful
अस्तु
अम्बा
अम्बा किञ्चित्
मधुरं
पतिः ओ देवि हेव् अ पतिः हु वान्स् टु बि पतिः
ऐ केन् बि पतिः
ओके अस्तु
पर्याप्तं क्वथितं परिवेशयतु भवती अपि खादतु भवती अपि खादतु
अम्बा
आम् अहमपि खादामि वत्स अन्नं पुनः आवश्यकं वा
पर्याप्तं पुनः मास्तु
गुड् तम्बा सेस् किञ्चित् मधुरम् एण्ड् देन्
डु यु वांट् अ लिटिल् मोर् डेसर्ट्
बिफोर् इवन् अम्बा फिनिशेस् द हस्बेण्ड् फिनिशेस् द क्वेश्चन् एण्ड् ही सेस् पर्याप्तम् So she asked, do you want more sweet? And her husband, I'm sorry, this is so funny to me. And her husband says, Pariyaptam, that's enough. And then, sorry, Bhagini, but Chitrabhani, when you read this like you were so angry. So I read it like the husband was angry.
Maybe she was trying to serve and he stopped her in the picture.
Yeah. So, sorry. So he says, Pariyaptam, which means what?
Enough.
Stop. Enough. End.
Yep. And then Kvatitam, Pariveshayatu. Which means?
Sarvadipikil.
Kvatitam, Pariveshayatu means to serve.
Serve.
So Pariveshayati becomes Pariveshayatu, to serve. So please serve the sambar or soup or whatever. Bhavati api khadatu.
You also eat.
And then Amba says, Aam aham api khadami. He says, yes, I also eat. And then, he vatsa. Annam punaha avashyakam va. Annam is what?
Right.
Yes. Annam punaha avashyakam va. And then,
Punaha
means again. Remember,
I don't want it again.
Anaputra says, no, Pariyaptam, enough. Punaha mastu, no thanks, no need. Punaha, don't want. Astu. And then, Putri, Matamahi, Pitamaha.
Takram amalam, amlam asti mastu.
And the putri says, the What is taktram?
The ripe, is it? Ripe mangoes?
Nope.
Something is sour.
Yeah.
Amla must be.
What goes
amla?
Sour?
Pickle?
Pickle.
What is taktram?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Takram is buttermilk. So, amlam is ruchi.
So,
amlam is sour. So, the buttermilk went sour. So, he doesn't want. Master don't want. Or she doesn't want, sorry. Now, what does Mata Mahi say?
Savadhanam bhojanam karotu. Jalam svikarotu.
Good. So, Mata Mahi means mother's. Mother, she says, Savadhanam. Savadhanam means carefully. Bhojanam karotu. Carefully make food. Jalam svikarotu. Jalam is water. Take water.
Mata Mahi is grandmother, no?
Yeah, grandmother. Grandmother from the mother's side. So, mother.
Nani.
Mother. Yeah, Pita Mahi, Mata Mahi.
Yeah. And what does Pita Mahaha say?
Grandfather, father's father.
Pita Mahaha, you had one line.
Yeah, I will read. Radhe, payasam ruchikaram asti. Bhojanam ativa swadishtam asti. Danyavadaha Aishman Bhava.
Okay, so he says, hey Radhe, payasam ruchikaram asti. So payasam is very tasty.
He's the only grateful person in the lot. Everybody else had something or the other to complain about.
And then he says, bhojanam ativa swadishtam asti. So he says,
very tasty.
Very tasty. The food is very tasty. And then danyavadaha means thank you. And he blesses saying, Ayushman Bhava.
Long live.
Long live. So what are some of the ruchihi that you found in this story?
Amlam.
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 Madhuram.
Madhuram.
Lavanam. Salty.
Lavanam.
Then.
Saraha.
Spicy.
Katuhu.
Katuhu. Katuhu.
Spicy.
Yeah, katuhu is spicy.
So is dadi and the other word that was there, I forgot the other
takram.
Word.
Takram.
No, no, she's asking about serve. No, I'm asking the question here. The question is
dadi.
Is takram and dadi, are they synonyms?
Isn't dadi milk?
No, dadi is a curd.
Oh, it's curd. Oh, buttermilk and curd.
Dadi is curd.
Oh, dugdam.
Dugdam is milk.
Dugdam is milk. Okay, so dadi is probably like curd or yogurt. Takram is buttermilk.
Buttermilk is takram.
Yeah, buttermilk is takram. Is that it? Is that the...
More of shiram, I think, right?
Shiram,
okay. Dugdam, they're also synonyms. So does anyone know the word for bitter?
Amlam. Oh, bitter.
That's sour. Yeah, bitter.
Yeah.
Tiktam. It's tiktam.
Tiktam.
Yeah.
Tiktam.
Yep, tiktam. Okay. Astu. So does everyone understand the story? Any questions on the story?
Yeah, one word. Punar. Punar or punaha?
Oh. It's punaha. But when I say like at the end of class, I say like punar milamaha. That's because punaha plus milamaha, when it combines, you have to add that ir before it. It's like some sandhi stuff. So that's why it becomes punar milamaha.
Okay.
Or punaha milamaha. We'll see you again.
Yes.
So does Anyone else have any questions? Any feedback on the test? Or?
No, the test is good.
And how about the homework? Anything? Do you guys want anything specific for homework?
So okay. I have a question here. So I kind of missed the last class, so I'm not sure whether this was done. The past tense was there, right? Like Kritavati and all that. So was that covered or?
Oh, no. We did not do that. We only did like Karoti and Karotu. We only did command and Kriyapadam.
Okay.
Okay. So we're good, right? Okay.
For me, the homework was useful, but it was quite challenging for me to write in Sanskrit. So when I started attempting to write, then only I find it very difficult than speaking.
This is a nice example of why you shouldn't procrastinate. I'm just kidding. Are you saying a challenge to like come up with the sentences or challenge to type in Sanskrit?
Both.
Both. Okay. Good.
Try Google input tools. It's very convenient.
Yeah. MB Rao Mahoday, I sent you the Google input tools information, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
very useful.
Okay.
Have
you
been shared in the mails? Google input tools.
No, I haven't shared that. But I will share it with you. But it's basically like a Google extension that you can add to your Google Chrome, if you use Google Chrome. And then whenever you type, you can just switch the keyboard to Sanskrit and you can type in that. But sometimes it acts a little bit weird. Like you can't type that in Google Docs sometimes. But if it's for emails, then it's very easy. So I'll send that. And also, spoken Sanskrit, so you can use spoken Sanskrit, which is also very useful. Other than that,
so Kavya Bhagini, I was just looking at the Kriyapada. So when do we use the Madhyama Purusha? I was not clear about that. I'm not sure.
We haven't done Madhyama Purusha, but use that when you say Tvam or you without respect.
Like what? Like in a sentence, if you can say that. For example, patasi is a word, right, in the Madhyama Purusha.
Swam patasi.
Yeah, but
can't you say swam patasi?
Patasi. You are reading swam patasi.
I have to check. I use Madhyama Purusha rarely, so I'll check that. But don't worry about it. We're just going doing Ekavachanam. Astu. We'll say the Shanti Mantra. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः